1 million COVID deaths. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The White House just put out a statement saying today we mark that milestone, though the Johns Hopkins tally is still just shy of that, as the number of cases keeps rising back up lately.
Public health officials say millions more infections could be added to the nationwide total. According to the CDC, the seven-day average for new infections doubled over the last 5 weeks.
Fox's Lisa Brady. President Biden in this morning's statement said we must remain vigilant with more testing and vaccines and treatments than ever before. A loss for Democrats in the Senate, unable to get 60 votes needed to advance a bill to make abortion rights legal nationwide, upsetting Vice President Harris.
What we are seeing around this country are extremist Republican leaders who are seeking to criminalize and punish women for making decisions about their own body.
This after the leaked draft Supreme Court opinion showing conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling legalizing abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it. A small but destructive wildfire jumped from house to house in Southern California. Multi-million dollar coastal mansions around Laguna Hills.
We're estimating somewhere in the area of potentially 20 plus.
Orange County Fire Authority Chief Brian Fennessy is the largest wildfire burning in the U.S. is in New Mexico, and it's spreading toward mountain resort towns, leading the new evacuation warnings. Fires in that state have torched hundreds of homes and buildings. NATO may soon grow. Finland's president and prime minister say they approve of joining the alliance, paving the way for membership for a country bordering Russia. And there's reaction that just came in from Moscow saying Finland's move will not help stability and security in Europe. This as Russia keeps bombarding the Ukrainian city of Mariupol.
Hundreds of Ukrainian Marines remain trapped in a standoff against the Russians in brutal conditions beneath the massive Azovstal steel plant. The Ukrainian Marines are the last line of resistance in Mariupol, a port city that Russia wants to claim it has control of.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
While Congress considers another $40 billion worth of weapons and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, a show of unity between the U.S. and Britain.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the relationship with our ally across the pond is strong and even more vital after Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine.
Now, Russia's invasion has entered a different phase that is no less dangerous. But we will continue to work together with unity and resolve to rush Ukraine what it needs to defend itself.
Austin, meeting with his British counterpart at the Pentagon, praised the UK for stepping up to help Ukraine. UK Secretary of State for Defense Ben Wallace, in turn, thanked Washington for backing up words with action.
The United States demonstrate that by their deeds, they stand by their allies.
The U.S. sending more than $14 billion in military and other assistance to Ukraine since the war began more than 2 months ago. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Supply chain issues that have helped spike up inflation have also led to a nightmare for moms and dads with babies, unable to find formula.
Some parents are seeking to trade formula for diapers or making the decision instead to breastfeed if they are able. According to the retail tracking company Datassembly, the out-of-stock rate for baby formula shot up to 43% this month.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. A recall and also a production shutdown earlier this year added to the problem. On Wall Street, the selling could continue. Stock futures are falling while markets drop 1 to 2% across Europe and Asia. The morning after the Dow lost another 326 points, the Nasdaq fell even more, 373. In the NBA playoffs,
series tied at 2 apiece. Marcus Smart goes to the rack and blocked by Drew Holiday. He throws it off Smart. Milwaukee ball.
A key late defensive play helping the defending champion Bucks preserve the Game 5 win over the Boston Celtics, 110-107 on TNT. The Memphis Grizzlies avoided elimination with a 134-95 blowout win over Golden State, but the Warriors still lead the series 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.